Come in. Hey, y'all. I miss you guys. I know y'all missed me, so you ain't gonna tell me, but you can tell me now. What's up? What it do? Come on in. Come on through. Take your shoes off. Relax. Do what you do. Well, this is a late one, so I guess, like, you know what I'm saying? You was probably already kicking it anyways, because this is getting dropped around midnight-ish. Okay. I really missed you guys, but I am back. I am here. And welcome to the new Village members. The numbers are growing. Like, even when I took a break, like, the numbers was still growing. And I'm like, okay, cool, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to you guys for always telling people about this platform. I had to relax real quick, okay? I had to sit my ass down for a second because I wasn't listening to myself. And just so you know, you heard it here, I am relaxing, okay? I'm relaxing and attracting, honey. I'm not grinding. I'm not doing that, okay? I'm relaxing right now. But I'm still getting to it, you feel me? So, you know, now I'm feeling this energy of, it's a lot of old energy that, you know, I have to let go of. There's things I have to release, you know? And right now, this full moon, this Sagittarius full moon, has literally been giving me that energy of, you know what, you're right, like, let's just go through and clean. Child, look, y'all. When I tell you I was cleaning, like, making water, like, hot water with a microfiber rag, going down on the baseboards. I had an extra toothbrush just in case. A new toothbrush at that, just in case for, you know, the little tough spots or whatever. Like, I was really, you know, just securing the area, okay? And if you need help with doing any of that, if you need a venting session, y'all already know, y'all could book me. But cleansing your area during this time is very important, especially when a lot of us have been feeling so drained because we are receiving downloads, you know what I'm saying, from the Most High, even praying about certain things, and certain downloads have been coming to you in your sleep, is what I've learned. And I think that's so cool that, you know, sometimes the body just needs to rest to process everything, you know? So we're really further than we even are thinking. A lot of us, like me, be a lot of it too hard on ourselves, honey. A lot of it too hard on ourselves, but you know, we got this and we're learning. So now we're feeling the energy of, like I said, some things got to go, baby. So, you know, also we need to be looking at, with this full moon, what's staying. What has been helping you this last full moon cycle? What has not been helping? Matter of fact, what has been helping since the new year started? And what has not been helping? Where have you gone? What patterns, what habits have you kept? And is it doing you any good? Okay. What people are pushing you and motivating you to be your best and greatest self, pouring into your cup and you're pouring into their cup? Or which people are not doing a damn thing, but listening to you and not really listening to you, not really taking the advice that you give them, and you not learning a damn thing from them. You know, you the smartest person or the wisest in the room, or, you know, the most eager to learn in the room. You know, you might want to move around, because you ain't going to be able to get your stuff with that extra weight around your ankle when you jump into those beautiful waters. Okay, you gonna sink. They gonna make you sink, I'm telling you. So pay attention to those things, right? Ladies, if you're on this healing journey, y'all know, with this full moon, like, A lot of us are becoming regular, so we're on our moon cycle. Celebrate your womb. You know, self-love and healing from trauma and things like that. This is perfect for us. We're all connected and we hold so much power in our womb. And, you know, if you guys want me to do more segments about caring about your womb and stuff like that, let me know in the comments, because I will. And real quick, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe if you're listening from YouTube. And if you're listening from Apple or Spotify, let somebody know about this, honey. Don't be stingy. Now, don't do that. Don't do that. But nah, for real, okay? Just like I want to help y'all, like I want to help other people too. Other people are scared to speak up, or, you know, they don't know who to go to, or people are feeding them some bullshit. Excuse my language. This is a spiritual channel, not a religious one. You know what I'm saying? So, during this time, though, listen, this full moon, also remember that we just went in, I believe it was Saturn retrograde, June 8th. And that doesn't end, was it June 8th? It was in June, okay? Don't take my word for that. But I know it just started. And it doesn't end until October. Okay, so we gotta pace ourselves, y'all, all right? But listen, we need to be responding to things like before we respond to things, that we we need to take the time to get a bird's eye view and just, you know, take a little pause and use our processing, like think about, okay, you know, this is somebody that I don't know. They've had a whole life outside of me. They could be having a horrible day. They could have had a horrible experience in their life. You know, we got to think about other people's life, you know, especially post-COVID, all of this stuff that's happening outside, inside, all around. And, you know, people don't know how to handle it. Not saying give everybody an excuse to treat you like shit whatsoever. But before responding, get a bird's eye view and understand. You know what I'm saying? Just like people that we do know, you know, we're like, oh, they don't usually act like this. So, you know, they might just need some time, or they don't usually act like that. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, something got to be wrong with them right now. Okay? Just think about it. Because we're all connected. Everybody goes through things. And I'm learning to be more gentle and more kind with people. Because, you know, usually, like, okay, you want to act stank with me, bitch, I ain't do nothing to you. You know, stuff like that. But you cannot be like that. You can't be ugly. You can't. You have to. We as a collective have to feed more love into the universe. We have to spread more love and let that be seen more often than the BS that they want to feed us, okay? But I can't speak about it too much because, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But, you know, just, yeah, pause, okay? So, with us being in retrograde until October 8th, there can be some friction, okay? And y'all know, friction, we don't really like that. We want it to be nice and smooth. And you know what I'm saying? So, you know, at times we have to make sure that we are handling ourselves, okay? Because we are still the co-creators. So, with whatever happens, even if there is friction, we don't give up, okay? Don't think that, oh, something happened last time, or, oh my God, retrograde is happening. So, no, mistakes are just oops opportunities, as Miss Tabby say, okay? I have a child, y'all, so if you're a parent, listen, go watch Miss Tabby on YouTube. It's amazing. But we have oops opportunities, okay? We look at the lessons, these L's, they're not losses, they're lessons so that they teach us how to be greater the next time when we go back and do it the fuck again. You feel me? So, we have to make sure that we are, you know, we're not running from the lessons. We're not pausing because it's friction or because it's retrograde or blaming everything on retrograde. We are the co-creator. Get a grip. Get some control over your life. Stop posting on social media, oh my God, my life is going to shit because it's retrograde. I'm tired of retrograde. Baby, we finna be in retrograde until October 8th. Take some damn responsibility over your life. Okay, bro, sis, kings and queens, my divine ones, all of us. Divine masculines, divine feminines. Okay, get a grip, honey. Okay, I love y'all, but I just have to say it because a lot of y'all be posting talking about, oh my God, retrograde this. And I understand it gets a little bit rough, but everything is happening for a reason. Everything was already pre-planned. There's things that we cannot control, so we need to just go with the flow, do what we can. When we make a mistake, we say, okay, so next time I won't do that again. We all make mistakes, and it makes you look more relatable. Anyways, when you can make mistakes, people that never make mistakes, they not really, like, I don't know, like, that shit boring. You know, if everything is just perfect, that's just boring as fuck. So, anyways, take responsibility. Co-create, okay? Remember that the mind impacts, the moon impacts our emotions. The way that we are processing things, our mind. So, you know, you might be called to speak your truth on a motherfucker sometimes. You know, talk about our inner world. But just watch yourself. Watch the things that you're putting out. Watch what you're putting spotlight on, you know? We want greater things in the world. Talk more about the great things that you want, where you see yourself at. Because where I'm at right now is where I was imagining. Like, I'm already where I've been here type shit, but it manifested in the physical. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just takes time to catch up in the 3D, bro. Like, that's what people need to realize. It just takes time. Everything is energy. Give it time. Okay, this moon definitely impacts our relationships as well, and you know how we interact with one another and connecting deeper than the surface, right? So, you know, see what routines have and haven't been working. Make some tweaks. You know, retrograde might tend to give us a little extra grip on your edges, but you know what I'm saying? Do a protective style, you know. Leave it alone for a little bit. We can afford to look a little bit crazy. We getting it out the mud together. The mud is moisturizing our skin and all of that good stuff, though. You feel me? So it's all good. Take some spiritual baths. If you have purchased a piece from Mama K's place, make sure you go ahead and put that. You know, cleanse it. If you have ordered a cleansing spray, take your cleansing spray and your microfiber towel and just cleanse it. All pieces are created, infused with some sort of crystals or stones that are going to help you and connect with you and take you to greater heights. These are things that God created, and I use them when I create my pieces for rolling tray sets or luxury home pieces. And these full moons, new moon energy, all these lunar cycles, it's here to help you. You know, that's your investment. Take full advantage of it. If you haven't shopped, make sure that you do. If you need a vibe kit so that you can take a nice bath and relax and chill and, you know, reset your energy, make sure that you do that as well. I also still have those. If you need a venting session, I got you. Y'all, I ain't doing no more trauma dumping. Remember I said I'm relaxing, all right? Y'all need to be relaxing too. Go to God before your friends, even your mama, all right? But I really do appreciate you guys a lot, you know? I appreciate y'all so much. I know I play a lot, but I appreciate you guys. I thank y'all for listening. I thank y'all for tuning in. I thank y'all for supporting me and reposting me, showing up to my events. I you know, helping out with whatever I need help with, even if you don't even live close by. Like, you guys are always pushing for me, and I don't even have to ask. You know what I'm saying? That means a lot, truly. I've been taking some time to look around and see, like, where I'm going, where I'm not growing. You know, I always tell you guys, we're not going through nothing. We're growing through everything. We're growing. I've been telling you guys this. Who inner peace back in the Zoom call days, okay? Like, even, look, we are growing through everything. And also, what? These not losses, they what? They're lessons. That's another bit of strength in the gym that the Most High is a personal trainer. These lessons, you getting big, you getting the gains, you getting thick, sis. You getting thick in the thighs, sis, I see you. Waist looking a little itty bitty or whatever from the bike, too. I see you, bro. Okay. Looking real. Okay. Yeah, you know. Yeah. We see you. All right. Give it time. Take responsibility for yourself. Okay. We really have to do that. That's something that I had to tell myself. Like, you got to take responsibility for, you know, it's not just the retrograde. It's not just, you know, we get the power from everything that God has created. God, the Most High, you know, the universe. God created the universe to help us. Everything here, we are all connected. We are all one. The energy flows through us. We got to use it. We gotta use it. Connect with one another. Be generous. Receive. You must be able to let go fully also in order to allow. Okay? If you need help with letting go, anything like that, you know, let me know. I don't want to make these too long. Y'all let me know if this is, you know, if y'all like when I do long ones, short ones, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Y'all let me know. What's your favorite? Okay? But I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. We're going to get this out by midnight-ish. Okay? Enjoy this full moon energy. Bask in it. Bathe in it. Tell somebody they're beautiful. Allow your inner power to shine. Do something that makes you uncomfortable. If you fail, if you fall on your ass so that at least you can see your way up. You feel me? I love y'all.